Streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
The big news here, Donald Trump, who received his party's nomination for president, chooses J.D. Vance as his running mate. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
He has an unbelievable story growing up in a mobile home park by a single mother. He understands what drugs has done to our society.
Vance is a freshman senator from Ohio and just 39 years old.
Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Mr. Trump made an unscheduled appearance at the convention with his fist held high, a white bandage on his ear, a reminder of Saturday night's assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania. Video from the scene appears to show bystanders trying to warn police there was a gunman on the roof just before Thomas Matthew Crooks began to fire. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Two officers who came for backup tried to get onto the roof and were unsuccessful. State police started rushing to the scene, but by that time, a Secret Service sniper had already killed Crooks.
The FBI says it's cracked his phone, but investigators are still searching for a motive. President Biden is forging ahead with his campaign, once again making the case against Donald Trump. He tells NBC News.
How do you talk about the threat to democracy, which is real, when a president says things like he says? Do you just not say anything because it may incite somebody?
Special counsel Jack Smith's office says it will appeal yesterday's ruling throwing out the former president's classified documents case. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Quite a few legal scholars say Judge Cannon really does not have a valid legal basis, that she does not have proper constitutional arguments here, and she is overturning decades of precedent.
More than 400,000 people in Illinois and Indiana have no power after severe storms spawned tornadoes overnight. CBS Chicago meteorologist David Yeoman.
This is a widespread tree damage, power line damage, vehicle damage if your car is outside event.
Champion crowned at the Home Run Derby.
Your 2024 winner, Dodgers slugger Teoscar Hernandez. He hit 14 home runs in the final to beat Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and collect the $1 million prize.
Man, this is amazing, man. There's no word I can describe what I'm feeling.
Hernandez, courtesy of ESPN. It was a disappointing night for favorites Pete Alonso, Gunnar Henderson, and hometown star Adolis Garcia, who were all eliminated in the first round.
CBS's Erica Herskowitz. S&P futures are up one. Dow futures ahead 26. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Power problems persist for some following more storms last night. We Energies was dealing with about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. Southeast Wisconsin faced a night of severe weather threats as the National Weather Service issued multiple alerts, including a flash flood warning for Kenosha County and a tornado watch for Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The weather system brought heavy rain, thunder, lightning, and strong winds to the region. A Kenosha pastor almost stole the show at the first night of the RNC. Pastor James A. Romke of the Messiah Lutheran Church delivered a Donald Trump impression before his benediction. The reverend's performance included Trump's characteristic mannerisms and catchphrases, and he did get a good response from the crowd. There was also a big smile from the former president. Trump was attending his first public event since surviving an assassination attempt. Racine's mayor is one of 40 global mayors to take part in an upcoming leadership program. A statement says Mayor Corey Mason has been chosen to take part in the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. Mason says there are benefits for Racine, including new partnerships to better serve the community. There's a lot of mud and muck getting moved around in downtown Kenosha. A major dredging project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going on this week in the harbor. The work will run 24/7. The harbor will remain accessible to boats, but there may be temporary delays. Boaters are being told to keep their distance from that crane and barge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez' first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Cloudy, a little cooler, but still a bit muggy today. Our high 81 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and considerably less humid, 78. By Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently, it's 69.
The really cool thing when you get married is you have to learn how to argue effectively, which I did not know how to do, because I have brothers and my wife has sisters. I get brothers. Brothers argue like, you suck, you're an idiot. You want a beer? Boom, that's it. When you have sisters, and my wife has five sisters, the mob doesn't hold a grudge like sisters. This was last Christmas. Last Christmas rolls around, all five sisters are there, and they're drunk. And they're just waiting for somebody to start the eight-hour fight that will be Christmas. You ever see a big family fight and you're not in the fight? It's kind of cool. You sit on the couch like you're Jacques Cousteau in the shark cage. Observe as they tear each other to pieces. But we are safe here in the cage. One of the boyfriends, it's his first year, it's my seventh. He's like, what do we do? Shut up, stay low. Keep your head down. We are safe in the cage. And then the most awful thing I've ever seen, five drunk, screaming sisters in mid-argument, I hate you, you're an idiot, you're sick. He stands up in the middle of them. Hey, don't you talk to her like that. And Philippe left the cage.
WRJN. Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Dream believer and a homecoming queen.
You know, for a group that was actually manufactured for a TV show, the Monkees did pretty good. They had a lot of great hit songs that stood the test of time. The Monkees, Daydream Believer at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. It's 10 minutes after 6 on your Tuesday morning. I got my electricity back. 22 hours later, we'll talk more about that coming up. Was there a big storm last night? I turned on Channel 12 last night, and it says end of the world coming on the little crawl. You know, just repent. End of the world, big storm coming. Either I'm a deep sleeper or it didn't materialize because I didn't hear any thunder. I heard a little bit of thunder in the distance when I went to sleep. But usually that stuff wakes me up in the middle of the night and nothing woke me up. Sunshine today, though, highs near 81, partly cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow, highs near 76 tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 70 right here at Radio Park. You know, I just feel bad when I hear this because it kind of signifies the breakup of the Beatles. Yeah, let it be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
In 1970, my mom and dad took me to go see it. It was on a double bill. But that was the lead picture, Let It Be. And I remember there were older people leaving the theater in the middle asking for their money back. Because they expected a Beatles movie like Help or Hard Day's Night. And they basically got the Beatles sitting around, you know, playing some music in their studio and so forth. And then they've got the rooftop concert at the end. And they were kind of disappointed. I was fascinated by it. I loved it. I just thought it was a great movie at the time. And it's never been released legally on DVD or Blu-ray. I said legally. It's out there. There's some bootlegs and there's, you know, European versions maybe put out. But I have the original movie on VHS because United Artists, through Magnetic Home Video, which later became CBS Video, released it on VHS. And then they had to stop because they didn't have the rights to put the music out there on VHS. So they pulled it, but yet there were copies already out there. And I have one in its original box. And I am so proud that I have that movie on VHS. I transferred it to a DVD. But, you know, I'm waiting for them to put it out on like a Blu-ray or DVD so you can see it in its full glory. And I got a VHS copy. And the film was only shot, I think, on 16 millimeter originally. So the quality of it's not that great to begin with. But still, let it be. It's the Beatles. It's got to be great, right? All right. 6:16, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. The Four Tops, Sugar Pie Honey, I Can't Help Myself. Voice sound familiar to you at all? His name is Levi Stubbs. He was the voice of Audrey 2, the plant, in the musical version of Little Shop of Horrors. Remember that? Feed me, Seymour, feed me. And that was Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops. I'm Don Rosen, the local news and timeless hits for you, WRJN. It's 6:19 on a Tuesday morning. Well, you know how presidential debates run today on TV? Yeah, you've heard them on radio and television. One person's asked a question, they got 60 seconds to respond. The other person's got a 30-second rebuttal. You know how that works, right? Well, this was that the Lincoln-Douglas debates in 1858. One candidate spoke for 60 minutes. The other candidate then spoke for 90 minutes. And then the first candidate got to finish up with a 30-minute rebuttal. Imagine listening to one person speak for 90 minutes. Ooh. 6:19, I think a minute's long. 6:19 at WRJN.
130 throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Gaines.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The
Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the Reliant Quest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Complete your summer style with a Brewers Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Me around, and now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
It's a WRJN from the Contours, and Do You Love Me? Hey, you'll want to avoid mosquitoes? Think about having a sober summer. At least two studies have found you're more likely to get bit after drinking beer. Studies found that beer, bananas, and smelly cheese might attract mosquitoes. Rosemary, grapefruit, and garlic might keep them away. Of course, garlic might keep people away as well, too. You know? Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, 6:25 on a Tuesday morning. Hey, we've got the folks from the Racine Theater Guild coming in to talk about their new production, their first production of the new season, First Date. That's a little after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware.
Change.
news and timeless hits at WRJN. And before we get to Stuart J. Waddles, I have some quickie news stories for you. A man lucky to be alive after he crashes his car into a light pole and rolls it over. See, he dropped his chicken sandwich on the floor, went to go pick it up. And a teacher in India fired, caught spending half the day playing Candy Crush on his phone. What did students do while he was doing all that? It's time to go to Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom and see what's going on this morning. Stuart, what do you got for us?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Power problems persist for some following more storms last night. We Energies was dealing with about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. Southeast Wisconsin faced a night of severe weather threats as the National Weather Service issued multiple alerts, including a flash flood warning for Kenosha County and a tornado watch for Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The weather system brought heavy rain, thunder, lightning, and strong winds to the region. A Kenosha pastor almost stole the show at the first night of the RNC. Pastor James A. Romke of the Messiah Lutheran Church delivered a Donald Trump impression before his benediction. The Reverend's performance included Trump's characteristic mannerisms and catchphrases, and he did get a good response from the crowd. There was also a big smile from the former president. Trump was attending his first public event since surviving an assassination attempt. Racine's mayor is one of 40 global mayors to take part in an upcoming leadership program. A statement says Mayor Corey Mason has been chosen to take part in the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. Mason says there are benefits for Racine, including new partnerships to better serve the community. There's a lot of mud and muck getting moved around in downtown Kenosha. A major dredging project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going on this week in the harbor. The work will run 24/7. The harbor will remain accessible to boats, but there may be temporary delays. Boaters are being told to keep their distance from that crane and barge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather that's put us into this position with corn and soybean prices may be the weather that pulls us out of it. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Greg McBride is one of the traders with Allendale Research. He says the weather that has really forced farmers to second guess the quality of their crop out there might be the weather that helps us catch a rally.
Some of the weather situation as we go into pollination could give us a reason to be friendly, but for right now, it's look for these rallies to give you an opportunity to make some sales. I can't give you the exact numbers as far as where to make those sales, but that's I would look for some minor gains over the next week or two to try and get some sales in place as we come off of these most recent lows made here today.
That's Greg McBride. He's one of the traders with Allendale Research. The latest update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture as far as crop ratings are concerned show both corn and soybean quality declined again this week. I don't know if we're starting a rally this morning, but corn and beans are trading higher right now. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
On Monday, we saw the barrel cheese gain a penny and a half to 186 and a half. 40-pound block cheese dropped three at 186. Double A butter up 2 1/4 cents back to 312 and a quarter per pound. So far this morning, our August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4 at 1973. September milk closed 18 cents higher, 2026. Currently, December new crop corn's up a penny at 405. November new crop beans are unchanged at 1040. September wheat, that's down a penny.
penny, right now at $5.31 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening as far as the numbers are concerned on a Tuesday morning. Let us know how your crops are looking. Use our talk text line anytime, 877-301-FARM. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Cloudy, a little cooler, but still a bit muggy today. Our high 81 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and considerably less humid, 78. By Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
You know, and it's important for Italian guys to go to college, right? My Italian friends. Because everybody thinks Italian guys were dumb, right? Because we sound like Rocky when we talk. But we're not dumb. We're just a little slower. That's why we always repeat the question. We're just buying time, yeah? It's like, Corielli, what did you do today? What did I do today? What did I do today? Right? You gotta go to college, all right? You ever go home and go visit your buddies that never went away to college, right? They're always like, dude, college is just a scam. You learn more in the real world than you ever do in college. I'm like, yeah, great. Let me get $20 regular unleaded, pump three. Oh, man. You got to go to college. You got to get a good job, right? Women want guys with money, right? I actually like my bank teller, but I'm afraid to ask her out because I think she'll just punch up my account and go, I don't think so.
It's 640 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Yeah, there have been stories about thieves who were caught returning to a place to rob it a second time, maybe even a third time. This woman has them all beat, a 27-year-old woman in California arrested last Thursday for stealing from the same TJ Maxx location 30 times.
Stay away from me, American woman. Mama, let me be. Your face no more. I got more important.
Canada wrote a song, American Woman. 644 WRJM local news, timeless hits for you. You want to feel old? All right, I'm going to make you feel old here. You ready for this? By age of 32, when you're 32 years old, you've been alive for over 1 billion seconds. All of a sudden, you don't feel so young anymore, huh?
Don't know much about history.
What a Wonderful World at WRJM Local News. Timeless hits 6:46 on your Tuesday morning. Now, some celebrities really do appear taller on the big screen or on stage performing. I'm going to give you a list of celebrities and their heights. And some of them might surprise you. Lady Gaga, she's only 5'1". She always appeared taller to me. Kevin Hart, 5'2". All right, I kind of knew that one. Emilio Estevez, 5'7". Nick Jonas, 5'6". Reese Witherspoon, 5'1". Avril Lavigne, 5'2". I met her. I know she's pretty tiny. Rob Schneider, 5'3". Now, I don't have the measurements for Tom Cruise and Sylvester Stallone, but I know someone who met them at a Show West out in Las Vegas, and they said they are about 5 foot nothing. They're really tight. I know Stallone was, but you know what? The trick to short actors, surround yourself with short actors too when you're on screen. Put a 6'3" guy next to you and you look really short.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let your head down, let it hang down on me.
Okay, these are the most endangered jobs in America. You ready for this? This is based on projected growth over the next decade. Letter carriers, farmers, meter readers, newspaper reporters, and travel agents. I looked down the list. Thank goodness they didn't see disc jockeys on there. Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
On a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. And the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
WRJN. It's 6:57. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Then we're talking Racine Theater Guild.
And mind if she should tell you I'm closer? And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no, no,
down love and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
oh, 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 down hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl to throw my love away, but I still love.
Zombies, and Hall of Famers, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Zombies 2 years ago. Tell or no at WRJN. All right, a psychologist in England has figured out the mathematical formula for the perfect road trip. You go on a road trip? I love road trips. You need 2 to 4 people in a car, an equal number of guys and girls, a comfortable car, 4 to 6 hours of driving, and a destination you've never been to before. You also need my wife because she plans out